Hello, this is Lincoln reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, January 29th, 2026. At the top of the front page, ordinance to be enforced. Waseca to begin enforcing snowfall parking ordinance by Carla Waters, managing editor. Waseca city officials are reminding people that they must move their vehicles off city roads after a snow. Public Works Director Lauren Grosvenor said at the January 27th City Council meeting that the issue is becoming a safety concern. With the recent snowfall, I'd like to discuss with the council our city ordinance and get some suggestions from all of you on how to handle our street parking, he said. We have a no parking ordinance that states there is no parking along city streets within 12 hours after a snowfall of 3 inches or more has occurred unless the snow has first been removed from the streets, he said. This year, we've had a lot of snow. We've plowed quite a bit this year, and this is an ongoing issue for our plows. Repeat cars, the same cars I notice snowfall after snowfall continue to be parked along the streets. Some streets they're parking on both sides. We have to actually angle the plow on the big trucks to be able to get through. This is going to be an accident, and I don't want this to be on my staff or my department's record. If we clip a mirror, a car is hit, whatever it may be, it's going to happen with the amount of traffic that is being parked along our streets. I had a discussion with our fire chief, and he brought up some good points, Grosvenor said. He said that chances of fires increase tremendously during snowfalls. These vehicles being snowed in, blocking roadways, is a huge safety issue between the fire department and EMS. I don't know what the solution is, but I feel we have to figure it out how we can start enforcing this ordinance. Grosvenor said the ordinance covers all city streets and that people are not to park on any streets within 12 hours of a snowfall. Waseca attorney Joe Kanekar said that there should be some postings on the main streets coming into town. You don't have to hit them all, he said. Grosvenor said he realizes that some people don't have driveways. They have to realize that we have to plow these roads. Unfortunately, then we get neighbors complaining that we have snow piled up because we can't plow that entire block. Then we have their neighbors complaining that we are missing sections of the streets. You can only plow so close to vehicles before you are taking unnecessary risk. Grosvenor said the ordinance has been posted on social media and distributed to media. I feel like we need to start enforcing it with tickets and then towing, he said. Alderman Mark Garfield and Alderman Scott Munch said that used to be done. The last thing we need are accidents or having fire and EMS restricted in getting through, Grosvenor said. The city council members discussed sending information on the ordinance through water bill messages, sending letters to the residents, and other methods. We have to get the message through to the residents to make arrangements if they don't have driveways. We have remote parking lots. The city has parking lots that we provide the community. There's other avenues than parking along the street, Grosvenor said. It was agreed to get some signage up and to continue to promote the fact. Kanekar said he would look at the ordinance and update it to today's standards. Excuse me. Grosvenor is going to discuss with the police department and towing companies so that everyone can be aware. Warming centers available in Iroquois County. As Iroquois County experiences some of the coldest temperatures in many years, The Iroquois County Emergency Management Agency reminds residents that warming centers will be available, ensuring the most vulnerable of residents are safe during these bitterly cold days. The centers offer a warm relief location during periods when an extreme cold warning is issued by the National Weather Service, or during other significantly cold periods when a warm location may be needed, according to information from the agency. EMA Coordinator Scott Anderson said, "It is strongly encouraged that anyone seeking relief from the cold within one of these facilities listed below to please call to confirm the ability to provide service prior to leaving for the warming center location. That way, you can be certain you can receive the needed relief. The following locations will be available during their standard business hours: Ashcom, Ashcom Coliseum, Chabannes, Chabannes Community Building, Cisna Park, Village Hall, Gilman City Hall, Iroquois West CUSD, Number 10 Milford Community Center within City Hall, Milford Christian Church, Sheldon, Sheldon Public Library, Watsika, Watsika Public Library, Walmart, Trinity Church, Iroquois County CUSD Number 9 Administration Office. Other locations may be available, may be made available as EMA receives updated information. Anderson said all residents are asked to check on their senior relatives, friends, neighbors, and any others whose health may be affected by this extreme cold. A simple phone call may be all that is needed. This will make sure that as many as possible are safe during these dangerously frigid days. Churches and other organized groups are also asked to check in on the well-being of their members. In the center of the front page, we have a photo and described here, Chabannes Lodge donates stuffed animals. Chabannes Lodge of St. Anne, number 429 Freemasons, donated stuffed animals to the Iroquois County Sheriff's Police. These stuffed toys are gifted to children in accidents and difficult, stressful domestic situations, fires, etc. Pictured left to right, Sheriff Clinton Persey, Senior Deacon Rob Abrasart, St. Anne, Chaplain Edwin Hedlin, St. Anne, Lieutenant Ryan Moorfield. Unit 9 Administrators Present Reports to School Board by Carla Waters, Managing Editor. The Unit 9 School Board heard from administrators about the start of the second semester. The school year is back on track after the holiday break. Waseca Community High School Principal slash Assistant Superintendent Kyle Nevels told the board that testing season is approaching. He said the PACT and ACT tests will be in April. The time to prepare is now, and we are on it, he said. Teachers and administrators have been looking at data in January, he said. Specifically, we are diving into our students' Winter Star benchmark scores, he said. The emphasis for use has been our teachers outside of the ELA, English Language Arts, and math classrooms. Those students still do reading, writing, and calculations in science, history, and other subjects, so it is important that we know our students' levels and ways that we can help them. Nevels said, too, that the calendar for next year is being prepared. We're offering some new courses that we've covered in ed and tech that will better help prepare our students for life after graduation. Those courses are both college credit earning courses as well as CTE, career and technical education related. He told the board, "The second semester has started well. It's been nice to get students back in our classrooms and hit the ground running," he said. Nevels, who is also assistant superintendent and will take over the superintendency next year, said the process has begun to find the new WCHS principal. He hopes to have applicants to interview by February. Assistant Principal Michael Ruby told the board he has been thinking about ways to help students support each other at school. "Many schools have peer mentoring and tutoring opportunities that I hope to explore in the future," he wrote in his report. "These can be great opportunities for students in need of additional support and students who would like to give back to our school community. This could be a great way to strengthen the connection we have between our junior high and high school." He also asked board members to reach out to him if they have other opportunity ideas for students. Junior high principal Stephen Rigsby said eighth graders, sophomores, and seniors will be taking the Illinois Youth Survey January 29th. The survey is given through the Illinois Department of Human Services and the University of Illinois, he said in his report. "The survey itself only takes one class period for our students, and we will receive group data from the survey in a pretty timely fashion," he said. "Individual answers from students are anonymous." Rigsby also said students and parents are allowed to ask for an exemption if they are not comfortable with their students taking the survey. There is one obituary. Wilfred A. Al Hubert, 85, of Martinton, passed away peacefully on January 26, 2026. He was born on July 6, 1940, in Watseka, a son of Wilfred E. and Arilla C. Schreibe Hubert. Al married Linda L. Gagnon in Larrabee on July 18, 1959, and she preceded him in death on October 1, 2016. Al is survived by his two sons, Jeffrey, Jan, Hubert of Antioch, and Curtis, Tammy, Hubert of Watseka, four grandchildren, Samantha, Miles, Waters of Heath, Ohio, Cody Daniels of Leavenworth, Kansas, Jackson Hubert of Buffalo Grove, and Carson Hubert of Antioch, and one great-granddaughter, Addison Waters of Heath, Ohio. Besides his wife, he was preceded in death by both of his parents. Al was a teacher at St. Anne for 38 years, where he also coached basketball for many years. He always enjoyed reconnecting with former players, coaches, and students over the years. Al also was an avid reader, enjoyed golfing, fishing, coaching youth basketball in the past, and visiting with his McDonald's coffee group. He loved spending his winters in Florida over the last 15 years. Visitation will be on Friday, January 30th, 2026, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Knapp Funeral Home in Watseka. Funeral services will be on Saturday, January 31st, 2026, at 11 a.m. at Knapp Funeral Home in Watseka. Burial will follow at Mount Olivet Cemetery in Martinton. Memorials may be made to the V Foundation for Cancer Research. Please share a memory of Al at www.knappfuneralhomes.com. Five tips for a frustration-free tax season. Chicago, Dateline Chicago, January 26, 2026. Tax day will be here in a hurry now that tax season is officially underway. As of January 26th, 2026, the IRS began accepting and processing tax returns for the 2025 tax year, and more than 164 million individual tax returns are expected to be filed by the April 15th, 2026 deadline. No matter if you entrust your tax return to a CPA, a certified public accountant, or use tax preparation software to file yourself, here are five tips that should make tax season a little less taxing. The Illinois CPA Society offers these tips. 1. Make your last-minute savings contributions. The deadline for making tax-deductible contributions to an individual retirement account, IRA, or health savings account, HSA, are the same as the tax filing deadline of April 15, 2026. However, if you want to deduct your IRA or HSA contribution from your taxable income, you'll need to do so before you file your tax returns. 2, mind your investments. As tax forms start pouring in, it can be easy to forget about some of your taxable investments that may not be reported on various 1099 forms until February or March. If you think a form may be coming lost or delayed in the mail, you can likely log into your financial institution's website to see when forms will be issued and download any applicable tax forms for the 2025 tax year. 3, determine if itemizing deductions makes sense. With the One Big Beautiful Bill Act temporarily raising the state and local tax deduction limit to $40,000 for tax years 2025 through 2029, many taxpayers will need to reassess whether itemizing your deductions or taking the standard deduction is best for them. For the 2025 tax year, your itemized deductions would need to be greater than the standard deduction amount of $15,750 for single filers, $31,500 for married couples filing jointly, or $23,625 for heads of household for itemizing to be beneficial. For most taxpayers, the largest expenditures for itemization include state and local taxes, including property taxes, mortgage interest, charitable giving, and qualifying medical expenses. If these items warrant itemizing your deductions, you'll know to gather the supporting forms and documents. 4, stay organized. Making a checklist of all the tax forms you anticipate receiving, the deductions you intend to take, and then keeping those forms and supporting documentation in a file or organizer are the easiest ways to simplify your paper chase and ensure everything is accounted for. Once all your forms and documents are compiled, you'll be ready to start filing your federal and state tax returns. If you use a CPA, they'll likely have checklists and organizers ready for you. Reviewing your tax forms and returns with your CPA is also a great way to ensure you're making tax-efficient financial decisions. 5, file early. With the IRS anticipating more than 164 million individual tax returns will be filed by the April 15, 2026 deadline, getting an early start on preparing and filing yours is a smart strategy and can help protect you from tax scams like fraudulent returns being filed in your name. Additionally, taxpayers are encouraged to file early to avoid late tax returns or IRS penalties. For those that tend to file by mail and wait until the last minute, be aware that as of December 24th, 2025, the U.S. Postal Service updated its postmark rule. Moving forward, the postmark date on mail will be the date the mail is processed by the postal facility, not the date when the mail is dropped off in a mailbox. This means taxpayers dropping off their tax returns in a mailbox on April 15th, 2026 risk late tax returns and IRS penalties. Setting yourself up for frustration-free tax season shouldn't be overlooked. Most tax forms will be delivered from January through February, although some forms may arrive later into March. The deadline for filing individual tax returns is April 15th, 2026, which is also the deadline for requesting a six-month filing extension. Remember, however, an extension only provides additional time to file a return, and any anticipated tax payments are still due on April 15th. Filing federal and state tax returns can be complicated. The Illinois CPA Society, ICPAS, reminds taxpayers that CPAs are ready to help. ICPA's free Find a CPA directory can help you find the trusted strategic advisor that's right for you based on location, types of services needed, and languages spoken. Find your CPA at www.icpas.org/findacpa. Strengthening the blood supply. Awareness, challenges, and donor impact. Quidel Ortho Corporation, NASDAQ, QDEL, a global leader in vitro diagnostics, has released episode 55 of its Science Bites podcast featuring Michelle Mullins, Global Portfolio Marketing Manager for Transfusion Medicine. With decades of experience in blood banking and immunohematology, Mullins shares insights into the pressures on today's blood supply and the importance of consistent donor engagement. Key insights. Everyday and climate-driven emergencies strain supply. Routine trauma, traffic injuries, and increasingly frequent weather events create unpredictable demand for blood products. Universal types face rising pressure. Growth in pre-hospital low-tier whole blood programs accelerates consumption of O-type units, requiring more targeted donor recruitment and precise inventory management. Automation strengthens resilience. Standardized high-throughput immunohematology platforms enhance safety, ensure operational continuity during surges, and enable staff to focus on complex cases. All donors matter. Every blood type plays a vital role in supporting both direct transfusion needs and the diagnostic reagents that make safe transfusion possible. In this episode, Mullins and host Josh Casey explore how evolving clinical practices, climate disruptions, and persistent background demand shape the modern blood supply. They highlight the interconnected ecosystem linking donors, diagnostics, and patient care, and why dependable year-round donations are essential to maintaining safety across the healthcare continuum. The Quidel OrthoScience Bites podcast is available on major streaming platforms and at https://www.guidelortho.com/us/en/resources/podcast/guidelorthosciencebites. Five Habits of Healthy, Highly Healthy Humans by Community Health Staff. In our pursuit of a healthier lifestyle, we often focus on making big changes all at once. However, it's the small, consistent habits that truly have a lasting impact on our overall well-being. By implementing small adjustments to our daily routines, we can gradually transform our lifestyles and experience long-term improvements in our physical and mental health. Number one, embrace hydration. One simple and effective habit to adopt is increasing your water intake. Start by keeping a water bottle with you throughout the day and aim to drink at least 8 glasses of water. You can also infuse water with slices of fruit or herbs for added flavor. Staying properly hydrated supports digestion, boosts energy levels, and promotes healthy skin. Number two, prioritize quality sleep. Establishing a consistent sleep routine can have a profound impact on your overall well-being. Aim for 7 to 8 hours of quality sleep each night. Create a relaxing bedtime routine by turning off electronic devices, dimming the lights, and engaging in activities that promote relaxation, such as reading a book or taking a warm bath. Quality sleep improves cognitive function, it regulates mood, and enhances overall physical health. 3. Practice portion control. Adopting mindful eating habits and practicing portion control is an effective way to improve your relationship with food. Slow down during meals, savor each bite, and pay attention to your body's hunger and fullness cues. Use smaller plates and bowls to help manage portion sizes, and fill your plate with a balance of vegetables, lean proteins, whole grains, and healthy fats. By practicing portion control, you can maintain a healthy weight and support your body's nutritional needs. Number four, move throughout the day. Incorporate physical activity into your daily routine by finding opportunities to move more. Take short walks during breaks, use stairs instead of elevators, or stand up and stretch regularly if you have a sedentary job. Aim for at least 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise, such as brisk walking or cycling, most days of the week. Regular physical activity improves cardiovascular health, strengthens muscles and bones, and enhances mood and mental well-being. 5. Make preventative health a priority. Schedule regular checkups and preventive screenings with your healthcare provider. Take proactive steps to monitor your health and address any concerns early on. Additionally, be mindful of your mental health and seek support when needed. Engage in stress-reducing activities, practice relaxation techniques, and maintain social connections to promote overall well-being. Building healthy habits doesn't require drastic changes overnight. By focusing on small, manageable adjustments to your daily routine, you can establish a solid foundation for long-term well-being. Embrace hydration, prioritize quality sleep, practice portion control, incorporate physical activity, and make preventive health a priority. Remember, it's the consistency of these small habits that will lead to lasting positive changes in your overall physical and mental health. Start today and watch as these incremental adjustments pave the way for a healthier and happier life. I'm Lincoln, and I have been reading for you the Iroquois County Times-Republic for Thursday, January 29th, 2026. Please have a fabulous day.